The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
This is the National Intel Report, second hour starting. It is December 6, 2021. To identify a pathogen, you must first have a sample of that pathogen of the past to match up with what you have to identify it. Does that make sense? Yeah, you have to, in order to match it, to tell you this is what you have, you first have to have a sample prior to match it. So they're already told it's Omicron. They have identified it as Omicron. So then you have a sample of it prior in the past to now match and identify this new pathogen. You say it's new, this mutation from the Delta variant now to Omicron. Or wouldn't you, if you just discovered something new, wouldn't you just say, we discovered something new and we've now decided to call it this? But you said you've identified it. You've identified the pathogen as Omicron, which tells me you had a sample prior, which means this whole thing's been planned out from day one. This whole thing's planned out. So you had a sample of Delta. You have a sample of Omicron. And the next idea had a sample of Lambda. And the next variant, you'll have a sample of that to identify that one. So you pretty much have let the cat out of the bag here. You have samples of what you're releasing sporadically at certain times of when you want to get the fear back up again. You've planned this whole thing out. This is an agenda. This is an agenda. You know, Ted Cruz was quoted as saying about Fauci, he's not a Fauci fan, and I can't stand the little bastard. Put a little Hitler mustache sash on him. You got a Hitler. Fauci thinks that masking kids while not testing illegal is a science. Nobody's calling this guy out. They're not allowed to. They're not allowed to call this guy out. He's so unscience. So unscience. I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough, man, and we both agreed this guy is not about science. He's as much science as Bill Nye, the science guy. And Bill Nye is not a scientist. He's actually an electrical engineer. But he plays one on TV. Yes, he does. And quite well. Where people start to recognize him. Oh, that's Bill Nye, the science guy. Little kids, that's Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. He's a fraud also. Frauds in high places telling us how everything really is, making sure that the real experts are not heard from, not seen, ostracized, vilified, demonized. Doesn't take rocket science, people. From day one, we all should have said, wait a minute here. There's experts that say, boom, everything's perfect. This is great. This is great. Isn't there anybody who opposes this? Anybody? And I'd love to use the commercial I used to use all the time. Talk about it. Crest toothpaste. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. That's great. It's not 5 out of 5. It's 4 out of 5 dentists. So there's somebody who opposes, right? Who is that guy? Who is he? What's his reasoning by not backing the other 4 up? Maybe we should hear from that guy. Oh, no, you're not allowed to hear from that guy. Why? Oh, he's just an anti, you know, he's one of those anti guys. He doesn't go along with anything. He's a free thinker. He's a critical thinker. We can't have that. The rest of us 4 have decided we recommend Crest. He's just an oddball. He's probably the smartest guy of the 5. The smartest guy of the 5 you're not going to hear from. He has good reason why he's not gone along with the other 4. And you should hear from him. As you should hear from the experts, the other people that oppose Fauci and his criminal cabal. There are lots of people on the other side here you should hear from. And we have to go the extra mile to find those people, to find the information, because you're not going to get it from the whores and the prostitutes, correspondents of the mainstream media. You've got to do the extra homework. Plant those seeds where you can. Where they take, they take. Where they don't take, you walk away and go somewhere else. Start over. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Glenn in Philadelphia. Welcome, Glenn.
I don't hear. I'm waiting for the clicky noise. Can you hear me?
You're there. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. I didn't hear the characteristic click. Steve, I just gotten home from a trip to the store. I'm emptying out my car. I went to another one of your favorite Walton Enterprises stores, Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. And where I've picked up some home COVID-19 antigen self-test kits made by mm-hmm. Abbott Pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And comes in a nifty box with 2 tests in it. So it's easy. It's a simple nasal swab, fast results in 15 minutes. And so I've not administered one of these yet. I'm just looking at it. But they're like on sale for $14. So for $14, you can get 2 of the tests. It's $7 a test. Now, the reason this might become significant is some people are... If they're going to not get the vaccine, in some places, you have to be tested weekly. In some cases, twice weekly. And somebody at my office told me that even in Philadelphia, even for people who are granted an exemption, they still have to be tested twice weekly. So, if this test is acceptable, it's probably pretty economical, you know, a good alternative to. Getting vaxxed, and it's not free, but it's only $7 a pop. Everybody says go to CVS.com or Walgreens.com, mm-hmm. and CVS.com, when you go to schedule test, they list the PCR test, they list the antigen test, takes a little longer, and they list this thing now among the tests that are used. So so I'm thinking this is going to be fairly widely accepted, and they're going to make a killing selling these things because for people who have to be tested weekly, and it's hard to schedule a test now. It's easy to schedule a vaccination or a jab, but it's not easy to schedule schedule a test because you're at least several days out. Sure. And then you have 2 to 4 days to get results. So it's very hard to comply with a mandatory testing schedule.
Well, Glenn, I'm hoping this whole thing comes undone, unravels. You know, like I said, that with the Cleveland Clinic coming out and saying no, and they're probably the most prestigious hospital, the best hospital in the entire nation, the entire world, actually. I'm hoping that this whole thing unravels that. I mean, we've shown the proof. They've admitted, even Fauci's admitted, you get a COVID shot, you can still get COVID. So to me, that whole that admission nullifies the need to actually say you should be vaccinated. This is not a vaccine. If it were a vaccine, you'd have prevention. You would never have to take another shot. You'd never have to take another shot or another booster. So this thing doesn't work, okay? Let's admit it. It doesn't work. Natural acquired immunity is the best thing to have. If we all just little by little treat this like we would the seasonal flu, I got it. I stayed home. I healed myself up. I did everything I was supposed to do with nutrition-wise, supplements, this and that. And I healed myself, and now I have natural acquired immunity. Then I have natural immunity for life. And this whole thing goes away. I just don't understand how they can continue to push this shot when it does not prevent. Now, if it doesn't prevent, don't waste my time with me testing twice a week. This is ridiculous. This is totally ridiculous. This thing needs to come completely unraveled, and then I will be very happy when it completely unravels. I'm not gonna agree to testing. They tell me now, okay, Steve, now we stop the mandates, but we want you to test twice a week. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We're back again to the 30% in the hospital that say, no, we're walking out. Again, this is control. This is another form of communism of where they control you. We're not going to agree to the testing. First of all, I'm not sick. If I'm sick, I stay home. You don't run around testing healthy people. You don't test healthy people. You test people or you treat people who have symptoms of a disease. So we got to stop this nonsense of testing healthy people to say, I have antibodies now. This has to stop completely.
Well, historically, you know, with some vaccines, you know, over a period of years, you may need a booster, or like, take for the classic example would be DPT or Hep B, you know, where they'll check your titer, your antibody titer.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, and then several years, and if your titer falls below a certain level, then they'll have you get a booster. So, but yeah, I know, I see what you're saying, that you don't, you know, generally need all these boosters. The other downside, the one fast serum test I've noticed is it only has an accuracy rate of 60-70%. That's like useless. I mean, we're rolling the dice.
Well, puts you in the D to C range there. So 60-70.
Yeah, 60-70%. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But yeah, the problem with caving to this vaccine passport thing. I mean, even if they give everybody, it's like a card with a QR code, and it's all entered in a computer, and you know, and then you have to, like, because people are going to have to be vaccinated to get into Times Square this New Year's Eve, and if they set up a little Mark of the Beast thing, you know, with a UPC code or QR code or something like that, and then you give in. Well, they can keep moving the goal. Well, I'm fully vaccinated. Oops, no, you're not. There's another shot. Oops, up, move the goalpost again. Four shot, fifth shot, sixth shot. Whatever we say you should have. Oh, and now we're going to change. We're going to do it for this, not just for COVID. Now it's a vaccine for this. And they can just keep. They've got rollers on the goalpost, and they can just keep you enslaved.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Personally, I don't personally have an experience with it, but I do. Through my mother. My mother lived in East Germany. She can tell you how the communists were. She can tell you right away. And she looked at everything that's going on right now, and I've sent her a lot of information. At 87, she says, this is communism. This is like it was in East Germany. Where are your papers? Where are you going? Who are you going to see? How long are you staying? When are you coming back? We're on that pathway of communism, full-blown communism. And she saw that. She says, I agree with you. Don't worry about it. I'm not taking the shot. I know it's crazy, it's poison, but her friend took it, and I said to her, well, that's pretty stupid of her, but again, you try to educate some people, and if it doesn't stick, then you move on, and I said, well, say goodbye to her. I guess spend time with her, but maybe don't. Say goodbye. She made some poor choices, and now she's going to have to pay the consequences, but my mother actually knows communism firsthand, so she agrees what she sees now is communism coming. It's actually, they're escalating it, going a little faster. It was kind of a soft communist push. Now they're progressing. They're going a little faster with it here. And of course, if they can push the fear factor again with something else, and this Omicron's not going to work out for them. They're going to have to manufacture something else. Omicron's not going to work. So they're going to manufacture something else or release something else again and then come back and say, by the way, this is the big one. I know the last one we told you was the big one, but this one is the big one. They're consumed with greed and power, and they're not done yet. And they, like I said, we've got 9 more years of crap to put up with this to reach that deadline from Agenda 2030. They're not done yet. They got 9 more years of this crap. We're going to have to figure out 9 more years of putting up with this crap.
I think they're going to end up accelerating things anyway, just kind of like they did with Agenda 21 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
the
papers, please thing reminds me of the scene from the one Indiana Jones movie where Harrison Ford and Sean Connery are getting on a Zeppelin and they're trying to hide from spies looking for them. And Harrison Ford pretends that he's like a ticket taker and he's going around checking people's tickets. And the guy ends up attacking him, and Harrison Ford, you know, punches him and throws him out the window of the Zeppelin, and the people freak out. And he looks around and says, "No ticket." The guy didn't have a ticket. Then everybody starts waving their tickets. Like, here, I've got my papers. Don't throw me out the window.
Well, I'll tell you what it reminds me of. There's two movies I go back to, and one was called Gattaca. And then another one was called the Circle. Tom Hanks was in this, The Circle. There are no secrets. Surveillance on everybody. There are no secrets. Everybody tells everybody everything. They have people overlords that watch everything and monitor everything. And you're on video cameras. They're watching you. There are no secrets. They know everything you're doing. That it reminds me of this movie called the Circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, normally
it's strange when sci-fi starts to become a reality, man suffers. Well, and we are seeing a lot of Hollywood sci-fi becoming our reality now.
Well, sci-fi, is a different approach and can be very powerful. Historically, we've used mythology to accomplish that goal. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Yeah. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
So. There you go.
So, all right,
Glenn, appreciate the call. I got to move on. I got a couple of calls in the loop here. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. Melissa in Texas, you're on.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Hi, how you doing? It's been a while.
Doing all right. I know. Yeah, it's a good day. Today I kind of told on myself. I had some anger management problems today, but I'm going to work on that. That's going to be my new goal for the new year. I've got to learn to get my anger under control, and I got to stop pushing myself so hard to be perfect. And that's not a good thing. I'm not happy when I do that. But I have to do this right now. I don't know why. I've got to work on that. That's my problem.
I definitely get that. I've been sending you a bunch of emails, and I'm sure that you are a very busy guy these days.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one I sent you was about the latest adventure with my employer regarding getting the jab.
I saw it. Yeah.
I haven't heard back yet because I've been off for a couple of days. It'll be interesting to see what their response is. But do you have any ideas about that, or what are your thoughts on
now,
that?
What's Greg Abbott coming out right now? And I mean, he's in Texas. So what's he saying about it? I think he's pretty much kind of following the same footsteps as our governor down here, Ron DeSantis. I thought he was pretty much the same in line. So what's Greg Abbott saying?
These days, I have not checked. One thing I did notice is that I hear the music.
Yeah, I hear the music. Stay on the line here. We'll come right back to it, okay?
Okay.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full-court press. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Did you know? know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Won't be out in the morning too, honey. Please walk me out in the morning too, sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning too. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out
and
in
we are
no
back. I was just thinking about that movie. Adam Sandler was in Anger Management. He had a word he had to use to kind of cool himself down. And I think they all had the same word. I need my own special word. Maybe that's something the listener can find a new word for me to say over and over again to bring me tranquility, to calm me down. And I guess Adam Sandler said Goose Frabah. Goose Frabah. I don't know what that is, an actual word or is it just jumble stuff? But I need my own word. So if you have a word for me that when I get really angry, I could start saying that word and hopefully it'll calm me down. If it doesn't work, then, well, then I'll just go the old traditional route and take a shot of cinnamon whiskey. That's what Michael recommends. Right, Michael? Cinnamon whiskey? All right, let's go back to our caller here, Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you're back on.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts were about what I sent you, because I'm interested in how they seem to be very casual, but they are obviously not. I'm sure they're well lawyered up. about the way that they're approaching.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, because I've read a lot of letters. I've actually written a few medical letters and religious exemptions over the last couple of days. So I'm going to need a little refresher on exactly, because I did read it, but I need some refresher and some detail. Give me some detail.
The medium-sized chain grocery store that I work for casually posted an announcement that says, verify your vaccine status today. And their wording was, to understand the current vaccination rate among our team members, please complete the vaccination attestation by visiting, and they give a website. They had to issue three different finish-by dates because the first two were ignored.
Okay, here's where I start off. Here's where I start from the very beginning. That's a violation of a HIPAA violation. I mean, if they can go in that direction, that's a HIPAA violation. If they want to know that, then they want to know, are you positive for any diseases? Do you have AIDS? Do you have herpes? Do you have anything? They can't go in that direction. I know they're going to throw that at you, and their lawyers will say, oh, yes, we have the right. No, they don't. Mm-hmm. So I would start off with, first of all, that's very private, very personal. That is a HIPAA violation. If you open that door, then you're going to be able, they're going to be asking you more things in the future. What about this? What about this? What about this? You can't let them have 1 inch inside your door. The door they cannot enter that door. You must not allow them to have that information. That is personal. That's private. And thank you very much. I would go with HIPAA right off the bat. That's a HIPAA violation.
Well, I can tell you my very short, polite response, and I think mm-hmm. that I probably hit it on the head with it. I just put, to whom it may concern, to help you better understand my vaccination status, this is to notify the company name that my personal health information is private. Therefore, I decline your request to share it. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Yes, that's well worded. That's professional. Very good. Yeah, you know, you could go into the science of all this. You can go into the science, which I realized that's why when I wrote the letters I did for certain people, I didn't go into the science of it, other than it is new technology that's not been trialed for a length of period of time. That's the only part I could go into. You might even, I don't even know if you can factor in right now that people are vaccinated who are getting COVID right now, who are fully vaxxed. They don't want to hear that. The religious ones all worked out well for me. The medical ones worked out well. Mm-hmm. But I would start off, I think, mentioning also it's a HIPAA violation to ask personal information, because that is health related now. See, mm-hmm. it's health related. Shots, vaccine, your vaccine status on all the vaccines you've ever taken, that's all personal. There's there's not one exempt from all that list. They may want to say, well, have you had the hepatitis B vaccine? Next. Mm-hmm. Have you had this vaccine? You see, they've opened that door because you've allowed them to open the door. I wouldn't allow them into that door. Just say, nope, that's personal. That's very private. That actually asking is a HIPAA violation. I'll remind you that is a HIPAA violation. You don't have to be stern about it, but to remind them that is a HIPAA violation to ask that question, because it also leads into other vaccinations also.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go with it.
The reason I responded the way that I did, a little more of a refresher, is that when you reply to anything to the company, you must be logged in. There is nothing you do that is private. Since being hired at the company, we do not receive paper anything. Everything is done online, and an electronic signature is required. I was not going to provide that.
Good for you.
And because I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm sure they use it for whatever they want to.
Sure.
But one of the options on that attestation was, I choose not to answer. Now, why would I have to say that if I didn't answer?
Right. You know, your company, the company you work for is the company I used to work for in college too. I know what we're talking about. They want transparency. They believe in transparency, but they don't want transparency on them. That's kind of what that movie I talked about, The Circle, was about. Transparency one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Do me a favor. Drop me another email. We'll talk more about this offline. Okay?
I'll do that. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can."
And we're back. Let's go back to the phones here and let's talk to Jeff in Arkansas. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Oh, it's going all right. I listened to you talk about Bill Nye. Yeah, I feel the same way. He's not a good guy.
They took this guy and they molded him to be something he really is not. And he should have been honest from the very beginning and say, "Hey, you know, guys, I'm not a scientist. You know, I'm an electrical engineer." But the fame and fortune came to him, and the notoriety and the fame, and so he took the money. He took the money like a lot of them do. They just take the money. They're frauds.
Well, and it comes with the fame and fortune, and it comes with the I have credentials. He does have credentials, and whether or not they're true credentials, whatever he is propagating, if it's not based on his credentials, it is credential.
Right.
Yeah. I just really, really dislike Bill Nye.
And I don't know. Is he still on?
I have no idea. I do not follow the guy. I just hear his name being brought up in broadcasts that I listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's nothing. He's nothing except for a person that supports everything that could be a part of what we call the mainstream media.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Totally agree. Yeah, he's a big time believer of we're heating the planet up and we got to stop all this. He's definitely drinking the Kool-Aid. They must be paying him well, because a true scientist would say no, none of this is true. CO2 is not a noxious gas. The environment needs it. Plants need it. They make oxygen. This whole thing is hype. This whole thing is nonsense. This is about a carbon tax, taxing you for something they say that you created. It's just revenue is all it is, revenue.
And that's almost everything that we have to deal with is revenue.
Yep. Right. More revenue.
It's based on our labor, of our, every free person's labor. But he is also, definitely he supports NASA.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I don't know. Yes. Are you a supporter of NASA? I've listened to you a lot, and John Stadtmiller before.
Well, here's the thing about NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Here's the whole idea behind it. They thought if we actually create an environment here of industrialism to give them manufacturing, give them a kickstart that they wouldn't have to come into our country and invade our country and take over our resources. It's one of those situations where you cut and dry. It's cheaper to do this, to fund this in order to save this much money later on in the future. So you give a kickstart of how much money was put into NAFTA, that great sucking sound later on that came to get us. But they weren't supposed to – Mexico was not supposed to come into America. They were supposed to build their economy up, build their manufacturing up, create a product, and sell a product or do services. But it didn't work out that way. It was just nothing – a big money pit. Probably much of the money was actually stolen by the government itself. Maybe the drug cartel stole a good portion of it, but what they theorized would happen never happened. The invasion still happened, and nothing. It was money thrown into a pit. It didn't amount to anything. It didn't work. Another failure, another huge failure. NAFTA.
Absolutely, and there were other agreements other than NAFTA, but I was. Bill Nye, he's the science guy. I was talking about NASA, NASA.
Oh, NASA. Well,
yes.
what did Mike Rivero say about NASA? NASA, not about science anymore.
Oh,
and I think I would have to agree about that. Not about science anymore. I think probably, theoretically, I would say NASA is probably 80% about military, about surveillance, weaponry, and maybe 15 to 20% actual true science. I think most of it's military, surveillance, satellites.
Yes. Now, how about the Space Force, our new branch of the military?
That's actually illegal. That whole thing, Donald Trump started talking about the Space Force, creating a Space Force. There's a treaty, I think it's 1973, Space Treaty. That's illegal. It's totally illegal. Again, are we a nation of laws or a nation of men? We are breaking our own laws. That is illegal to have a space force.
Well, we're not breaking our laws. Our government is breaking
true.
Our laws.
Very true. Yes, they are breaking their own laws. Yes.
And no one is above the law. And that's as per Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
I live with that. No one is above the law, but for some reason they think they are. I mean, time and time again, they've done this. Extraordinary rendition, torturing people outside the United States to bypass our own laws. They've lost all respect and all credibility. They really have. This government is a rogue government. The FBI is rogue. The CIA is rogue. Child Protective Services rogue. There are many agencies that need to be dismantled and just thrown away.
Well, the whole judicial system, family law especially, and I'm a victim of divorce.
Sure.
And, well, I'm not going to say I'm a victim of divorce. I'm a victim, my children are a victim of divorce. They are the ones being put into the system. Mm-hmm. And it's nonstop. It's not going to stop, and we're seeing it accelerate.
Yep, we are.
But
I agree.
To Bill Nye and NASA, and something I want to get your heart rate up, and maybe some of our listeners, everybody that's listening to both of us, is the Earth flat or a globe? NASA, Bill Nye, and Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm-hmm. Just to put this into the discussion, NASA says it's a globe. Bill Nye says it's a globe. I say it's flat. I don't have credentials. Even though Bill Nye is just an electrical engineer, that is definitely a credential. He's got the papers. He's got the pedigree. And much smarter than I. Should we listen to him or people who say, yeah, I really don't believe NASA and all the paperwork that's behind it, how NASA was created? Should I believe what they say, or should I believe what the Holy Ghost says? And I don't want to bring in a biblical discussion, but it's not able to be avoided. If you put a basketball on a Harlem Globetrotter's finger and spin it in a huge circle really, really fast, walking around the court, and pour water on it, is the water going to stay on it? No. No more than it would a flat table. Mm-hmm. If you poured water on it, it would flow right off. I am I am a flat earther.
Okay.
And I guess it would make me a crazy person.
No, you're entitled to believe whatever you want to believe. I disagree, but with respect, I disagree with you, but well, we can have another talk about that another time, but I need to move on, though. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Jeff. Yeah. Rick in Georgia, you're up next.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. The star that the lady saw by the crescent moon is not a star. It's Venus. Okay. Venus is the evening star. It's also the morning star.
Listen up. It's a planet.
Because there's only two times in 24 hours that you can possibly see Venus, because that's because the Earth is round. Okay?
You don't have to convince me of that. You don't have to convince me of that. I think I know it's around. Okay.
Yeah, if you think about the geometry, it's real simple.
Right.
I've seen the Venus by the crescent moon. One time I also saw it almost perfectly centered in the curve. And it was almost a spiritual sight. It looked like a bright...
Well, actually, I'm just getting a clue here from my chat here, from my producer here. And Michael says he thought she said it was Venus shining like a diamond.
Oh, did she? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's,
I'm sorry.
That's what Michael says here. It says he said Venus shining like a diamond. And I'd have to go back and listen. Mike's pretty good. He's
a star,
good here,
but
so.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay. All right.
But most people don't know that. I just throw it in. I thought I'd throw it in.
Yeah,
if you think about the geometry, the Earth can't be flat. If it was, you'd be able to see Venus all night long.
Hey, that makes sense. Makes sense. What else is on your mind, Rick? Anything else other than the planets?
No, I'll get off. Oh, have you ever been to a planetarium?
I have. They're great. I love them.
I do, too, man. It's awesome. Okay, thanks.
Yep, you got it. Dave in New York, you're up next. Dave in New York.
Dave in Nevada. Hey, Steve.
Got it.
I just had a question about doctors and nurses who have gotten vaccinated. Who chose to get vaccinated and they've regretted it, either because they've reaction to it, or if they haven't gotten a bad reaction to it, they've regretted it for other reasons. First of all, why would a doctor or a nurse get vaccinated unless they didn't read the inserts at all?
They don't.
They just simply took
They don't. Actually, if you remember, early on, because remember it was under the Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, the insert on the vial was completely blank. We've shown that many times. When it was under the Emergency Use Authorization, the insert on the vial was completely blank. Other than the name of the pharmaceutical, there was no listing of possibilities of side effects, adverse reactions, nothing. There's nothing at all. It was a blank sheet. So there's nothing to read for the doctors at that time.
So there weren't even ingredients listed.
Nope, nothing. Which is actually in violation, which is actually in violation of the pharmaceutical's own protocols of safety.
Right.
I mean, they violated everything from day one, Dave. I mean, from day one, when your animal studies die, you don't get to move on to human trial studies. You're forbidden. You're forbidden to go to human style trial studies. You can't do it. But they did it anyway.
So I mean, it just begs the question for me: is that if you were you're a nurse, so as a doctor or a nurse, what would you think if someone handed you a vial of something? It had nothing. It was a completely blank sticker on it. And says, "Here, take that."
You make an excellent point. You make an excellent point, and I've said the same thing. It's that coercion. It's that economic extortion. It's that. Your license is going to be pulled if you don't do this. It worked on a lot of people. It worked on too many people. And physicians physicians were worried about losing their medical licenses.
Yeah. I'm not in that position. So.
Good for you.
Okay, yeah. And another thing I wanted to bring up is, have you seen the movie Blade Runner with Harris? You've seen that movie Blade Runner? Right.
You know, I have never seen that movie. I know who's in it, but I've never seen it.
You should see it, because I've heard someone talk about this movie, and I think it's I think it's true what this movie is really about, Blade Runner.
Well, do me a favor, in a real short 30 seconds, tell me the preface of the movie. What's it about?
It's Harrison Ford is like this cop. He's like this private detective, and in the future, it's like in like 2020 Tokyo or 2050 Tokyo, and he's surrounded by human hybrids.
Oh, okay.
Who can't fall in love, and he falls in love with a human hybrid. Okay. And I believe
sounds interesting.
You should watch it, and I'm going to watch it again. But I believe that title. This is just my this is my conclusion or my idea that. That movie, the title Blade Runner, I think it's in reference to the tiny blades that are inside of the vials that are cutting people up and giving people blood clots.
Jeez, that's an interesting viewpoint.
Yeah,
that's a very interesting viewpoint.
It just struck me when I was thinking about the movie. What does that mean, Blade Runner? He's running from the blade.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford is the only human. He's only like 100% human. He's the Blade Runner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I'll check that out. I have not seen the movie. I can get my hands on it. So
yeah,
I'll check it out.
But I think it's a really good movie.
Okay.
It's worth watching.
Right. Sounds good. All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Got to move on here though. Jim in Pennsylvania, you're up next.
Good evening, Steve. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear that. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for everything you're doing right now. I know it's probably a pretty tough time for a lot of you guys. It is for us, too, because of our loss recently.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again for working through a difficult time. A couple things. You know, I was brought onto the network by Mr. Moore.
Uh-huh.
He has lots of valuable information. And then, you know, I came across many different shows with a lot of very good people, knowledgeable, and then John and so forth. So it's been a really good experience. A couple things I wanted to ask about or maybe contribute were this COVID vaccination database bill.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That I think it's H.R. 550 that Congress just voted on,
right.
I believe, last week, in the infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, I read something about it, yeah. What's your question on it?
So what caught me as striking was the bill came out in January,
uh-huh.
or it was introduced,
right?
Which is only a month after the vaccinations started being shipped out last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody
pre-planned.
Evidently pre-planned this and taken
pre-planned.
It to the
right.
woman who introduced the bill fraudulently
right.
as her idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so that just shows us what they're doing to us.
Well, I played a video 2 weeks ago talking about the patents, 73 patents going back to 2008
yes.
to 2019, I believe. So this whole thing was planned out. I mean, you know, we got plenty of pieces of the puzzle we put together by now. Where actually the intelligent ones, and that's definitely the RBN audience, has put this together. We know what's going on. The layperson out there, the average Joe, nah. No, they don't get it. They never will get it, so we can just move on. But the fraud is all over the place from top to bottom on this one. I mean, there's so much fraud and double talk and moving the goalposts and hypocrisy. There's so much, and how you can't see it. And why somebody is still walking around with the mask and hasn't figured it out, it's beyond me. It's beyond me.
I understand exactly where you're coming from when you say that, Steve. How can these people not see this?
How can you not see
it? You know, another thing that I found really interesting, you brought up the patent things that you discussed, and I believe one of the patents was dealing with the Canadian company that actually owned the transfluid that the vaccine required to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe that was one of the patents that they needed to buy, and that was in 2019 that they purchased it. So, but anyway, back to the important thing that I heard you guys discussion was the vaccine was somehow tested against different ethnic groups, Caucasian, African-American, mm-hmm. and then it came down to two that were very suspicious to me, Ashkenazi Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about the COVID not affecting them.
Well, it's interesting because Amish don't vaccinate anyway. They have
Correct.
The lowest incidence. They have the lowest incidence of any childhood autism. They have. It's unheard of. There's no autism in the Amish community. That should tell you something right there. That's your natural inborn immune system really can handle quite a bit because these people don't vaccinate. They're healthy.
No. But I was curious as to the fact, maybe you didn't hear the same information about whether it was in the vaccine or in the COVID itself that they found that they're not affected by it.
Yeah.
But I was wondering what group of Amish they were testing. You understand where I'm coming from when I ask you that question?
Yeah, I do. I wish you called in a little sooner. I'd love to go more deeper into this Coptic here, but I've got 4 minutes left, and I've got two more callers. You know, Jim, please call into my show on Sunday. We can talk about this. Please call in, would you?
I will do that. You have a great
okay,
night.
Okay, appreciate it. Got to go back to the phones here in Massachusetts. Amit in Massachusetts. You got about a minute and a half.
Thank you, Mr. Elkins. I just have a few comments to make. The first is that doctors and nurses taking the jab, I call it GMI, that is genetic manipulation injection. I think you and John Twitchell interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough. So
yes.
He said that as long as it is emergency use, they are not required to have that package insert. And that's the first part. And the second part was that he said that as long as the EUA is in force, they don't need to declare all of the ingredients of the jab. So that was first part. And about this January date, what I have read is that House bill came and it was unsuspecting or unwitting. But when this COVID angle came, then they amended it to include the COVID coverage or COVID angle. So it was not really such a planned House bill, but later amended to include COVID angles. So that's all I have to say. So please take other calls. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Make Glenn in Philadelphia our last caller. Glenn, you're up next.
Yes. Hi, Steve. Just touching base back again. I'm wrestling with my little COVID home test kit thing and got the reagent here and the swab and the whole, but I don't know. I see here is a blue stripe. I think I'm pregnant.
I think it's pink. Pink is pregnant. Glenn.
It's a blue. Oh no.
And if, right, it's rain, well, if it's rainbow, so you have a gay. If it's rainbow colored, you have a gay child.
Okay, so you're saying I'm not pregnant? Oh God, what a relief! All right, thank you.
You got it. You got it. Interesting calls tonight. Interesting calls tonight. Didn't get any gynecology questions. I can't remember that last time I had a gynecology question. Huh. First time that's ever happened. Well, what else I got here? Well, I got probably about a minute left. And what can I tell you in 1 minute? Oh, yeah. Here you go. You guys have been taking really good advantage of my offerings of my special treatments if you're sick. And I'm still going to continue to push this. I get nothing out of it other than helping you guys. So if you want any of my four recommendations for sinus irrigation, nebulizing hydrogen peroxide, how to make your own normal saline, and a recommendation for a nebulizer, please contact me at my email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send that right over to you. And I must have sent a couple hundred out. So every day, you know, 5 or 6, sometimes 10. And you guys are taking advantage of it. And please do. And please share it with other people because the season is here upon us of deficiencies. And people are going to be sick, coming to work, infecting you. So the quicker you can jump on it, then the more success you will actually have. So that's always been my curtail right there from the very beginning is early treatment, kind of like treating COVID, you know, early treatment. And guess what? You never have to go to a hospital. Early treatment. There's the music. Time's up. Thank you for your participation tonight. Much appreciated. Health, happies, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.